For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, guys. Show two today. It's streaming time, which means we're going to move at a pretty good clip, but I can't go too fast because my voice gets tired after lunch. I don't know why. Maybe too much salt. I don't know. That's an idiotic guess. Salty lunch. Screwing up my ability to do a broadcast. It's Fantasy NBA Today. This is our streaming half afternoon show as we get a little bit closer to the actual tip on games tonight. We try to do this show early enough that people can make their decisions, but it's also got to be late enough so that we have a little bit of the injury info. Not all of it. We've got, you know, the early start time games have some stuff out there, and then we got some kind of questionable notes for the following day, but not a whole lot for tonight, which is going to be important. Tonight is a pretty big one by all accounts. There wasn't really any game, any night this week that's too massive. This is a 9-game Wednesday, but that means that you're like at least approaching a full roster. But typically that means you've got some room for streaming. So let's talk about that. Today is a hard day for streaming, and I think I'll say that almost every day this week. Monday was a little bit simpler in that you knew which directions you had to go. Now you've got kind of a lot hanging in the balance. That is to say, you have a couple of moves, maybe two moves left, and you're trying to decide, do I use one today? So let's start this the way we've started the other ones, which is let's look at the calendar. Let's figure out who the very bad situations are, and let's get away from them. Today, of course, is Wednesday, March the 13th. So the first thing you do here is, if you're just looking at my grid, you're looking for any teams where a new color, it's color-coded, a new color starts today. So just quickly scanning through a couple of names that pop out. These are not spots where a color starts today, but if you're in the midst of a juicy color, Charlotte is an interesting one. Chicago, Dallas, Clippers sort of, but you're actually kind of in between anything, so nothing there. You've also got Portland in the mix. That's a name that could pop out at you. And again, like there just aren't that many today. And then you want to do a quick scan to see where things look particularly light, which, you know, it's hard for me to do that while I'm actively scrolling, but I'll give you the names. The worst schedules this week belong to Minnesota, Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, Houston, and San Antonio starting today. The Lakers no longer have one of the worst schedules because they play tonight. You can't have one of the worst schedules if you play tonight because you're not going to move off of a team where they have a game. That's silly because then you're using a roster move before you need to, which is part of the equation. You want to try to use moves as efficiently as possible but also hold on to them as long as possible. So let's start with the worst schedules, and then we'll move over into the possible advantageous ones. There are a few. Not great. But there are a lot of names on the few teams. So it sort of balances out a little bit, where yesterday we had more teams that had really good schedule spots, Tuesday, even back to Monday, but not many players on those teams to pick up. Now you have fewer teams, or the teams that have better schedules, the schedules are not that outstanding. They're a little bit better than everybody else's, but you have more options. Starting with the worst, Minnesota's the worst, and they've been bad, but as we've talked about, some folks may have held a Timberwolf through yesterday because they had their game in LA against the Clippers. You figured, you know, one game out of the first 2 days of the week is not a really big deal. Now they go into a span where it's one game over the next 5 days, 3 days off, a game, and then another day off before they get into a back-to-back early next week. It is very hard to justify holding a fantasy player when they don't play for 3 days in a row in your playoffs. So, unfortunately, if you're on the head-to-head side, that means that the only Wolves you're really hanging on to through this, after yesterday, so starting today for the next 5 days of this week, is probably Gobert and Anthony Edwards. Yes, Mike Conley, outside looking in. Naz Reid, probably outside looking in. And it sucks, but it's true, because you turn a one-game rest of week very easily into a three-game rest of week. There's almost no scenario where a one-gamer beats a three-gamer, unless you're talking about top two rounds battling against like a 200 range pickup. Otherwise, three games beats one. Almost, like, you know, we're talking about 98% of the time, 95% of the time. So when you talk about like a Mike Conley, and you're like, oh, I really don't want to have to drop that dude, or Naz Reid, or whatever, and the thing that hits you in the gut is like, oh, I really don't want to drop that guy. Think about the names you can pick up here. And I'll give you a few of them in a minute, but we'll do a little bit of the math game on this. Like, just pluck one out of the sky. Miami has three games the rest of this week, and they play on Monday. So they're actually going to be one of the teams we talk about as a slightly advantageous schedule. What if you picked up Caleb Martin? He's been fine lately. It's not, like, earth-shattering numbers. I think he's had a couple of good ball games mixed in there. He's number 206 on the season. Over the last month, he's 153, which is probably a more accurate representation of what Caleb Martin is. 11 points, 4.5 rebounds, 2 assists, half a steal, 1 block, 2 three-pointers over that stretch. So it's actually been kind of an okay stretch. What about, like, take Naz Reid, who had a quieter ball game yesterday, but take Naz over the last, you know, 2 weeks since he stepped into a bigger role. That's top 60. He's been good. 16 points, 3 threes, 6.5 rebounds, 2 assists, a half a steal, and 1.5 blocks. That's what you're getting. That's one game of Naz Reid. And we just talked about Caleb Martin. You're talking about 33 points, so he doubles him up in three games versus one. You're talking about 13.5 rebounds, doubles him up in those. Assists, triples him up. Steals, beats him by one steal. Blocks, beats him by 1.5 blocks. Threes, beats him by three. It's not close. It's not close. You're talking about a win of 3 threes and 16 points and 7 rebounds and 4 assists and a steal and a block. And you're getting that from a downgrade, dropping a top 60 guy for a top 150 guy. Heaven forbid you're dropping someone for a player who's slightly closer in rank. This is a gap of 90 to 120 slots, but that lower guy's playing three times to the better guy's one. The guy playing one game almost never wins that head-up fight. And that's why Minnesota's got to go. And the only reason you're not dropping Rudy Gobert, because he's dealing with a chest injury, the only reason you're not dropping Gobert or Anthony Edwards is because presumably, your league continues after this week when Minnesota goes four times and you're really going to want them for that Monday, Tuesday back-to-back. But, like, you got to get there. You may have to do something nuts. Preferably not, but you never know. Other bad schedules this week. Milwaukee, Oklahoma City. They go two times over the next week. Both of those games are this week. So at least there's that. So it's two games over the next 5 days. But they open next week with 2 days off in a row. So this is a discussion that actually pushes into the next week of fantasy basketball. And if you don't have to worry about next week, great. If your league is ending this week, then Milwaukee and Oklahoma City, their schedule is just sort of slightly disadvantageous. But if your league continues into next week, they have really bad schedules. They are basically playing a two-game week over the next 7 days. Meaning, you have a few options. And a little bit has to do with how the games are spaced out. Oklahoma City plays tomorrow and Saturday. So they're going every other day, meaning if you have a good Thunder player, Chet or Shea or Jalen Williams, you probably just ride it out. There isn't really anybody bad enough to warrant a drop at that point. If you have any other Thunder, you can drop them now or you can drop them Sunday, but you really shouldn't ride anybody on that team outside of those top dudes after Saturday because they're off for 3 days in a row. And then their schedule doesn't even really pick up that much. They only go three times the last 5 days of next week. Luckily, there aren't many fringe guys on the Thunder, so you don't have to worry about it all that much. Milwaukee's schedule is a little bit goofier. You got Giannis, you got Dame. Those guys are locked in. Brook Lopez has been cold lately, but you're not going to drop him today because they play tomorrow. Then that's when things get a little bit funkier for Milwaukee because they play one time over a five-day span starting on Friday. Off, off, game, off, off. At that point, Dame and Giannis are basically the only Bucks that absolutely need to remain on your roster. Even the love of my life, Brooke Lopez, doesn't need to be because he's been pretty cold lately. But definitely not Middleton because he's been out for forever and who knows if he's going to show back. Definitely not Michael Beasley, definitely not Bobby Portis. None of those guys over one game in 5 days really need to be on a roster. So you don't need to make that move today, but you definitely need to make that move on Friday. And you can make the move today if you really wanted to get off. And if you wanted to move to somebody maybe and beat someone else in your team to them. And then finally, Houston and San Antonio is very similar to the above names. San Antonio, they go twice the rest of this week, and then they play Tuesday of next week. So they're actually two games over 6 days with 2 days off right now. So if you have any fringe Spurs, today would be the day to get the hell off. And overall, they only go three times over 9 days, which is crappy because they do one game the first 4 days of next week. So this is an opportunity to abandon ship on any fringe Spurs for leagues that extend beyond this week. Houston, their schedule is a little bit less lopsided. They go every other day starting yesterday. So they play tomorrow. They play Saturday. They don't play Monday. They got another sort of three in the middle of next week. So it's not as easy to make the call on Houston because they just have 1 2-day break in there. But the schedule's not very good right this second. It's worse starting Sunday. On Sunday, they go two times in 6 days, but you have a 2-day break in there. I don't think that I would abandon ship on anybody that's like pretty decent on Houston, but you could definitely add, you know, one or two games over those 6 days. They have the least of the unfavorables. So then what were we talking about before? Who are the guys that you'd want to pick up on the opposite side of this thing? Well, we mentioned the teams before, but I'll mention them again. Chicago and Portland each have a back-to-back today. Chicago, today, tomorrow, at Indy, home to take on the Clippers. Portland's back-to-back. Home games, Atlanta and the New York Knicks. Ugh, Knicks are good defensively. But the good news for both of those teams is that they each extend into a 3-4, and they each extend into a 4-6. So you could hold them. Like Portland, for instance, they go today, tomorrow, and then they go Saturday, and then they go Monday of next week. And then they go Wednesday of next week, and then they go Friday, Saturday of next week. So they have a stretch here where they're playing, what is this, 7 games... over 11 days. It's not bad. It's not awesome. It's not quite up to that like 6-9 cutoff, but it's not terrible. Portland has a really good schedule throughout. Like, this is a team where you can basically just hold on to all of your streamers forever. And we've talked about these guys a bunch. And then Chicago, unfortunately, doesn't really have any streamers. Andre Drummond would be the closest thing to one. But they'd be a team that you'd been hopefully riding for a while because they're finishing up a 6-9 tomorrow. But then at least they go every other day for a couple of ball games before next Tuesday, Wednesday is when their schedule begins to lighten up. The other good teams, Atlanta, Detroit, and Miami, also go four times in 6 days, but they have less flexibility because the ones we were just talking about start with a back-to-back. Atlanta, their back-to-back is Sunday, Monday. Detroit, same thing. Their back-to-back is Sunday, Monday. And Miami, same deal. So those teams go Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. Basically, that means that if you're picking up anyone on those three teams, Atlanta, Detroit, or Miami, you're basically forced to hold them through Monday. Otherwise, it's not a good move. There's no reason to make a move to those teams unless you're holding for the full 6 days. Hopefully that makes sense. Charlotte and New Orleans are the third tier down. Charlotte, they go three times in 4 days with the back-to-back on the back end. So they go today, then they go Friday, Saturday. And New Orleans also goes today and then Friday, Saturday. But each one of those teams has 2 days off after that. At least Charlotte's schedule turns into one of the worst in the NBA after Saturday of this week. They have two games over 8 days after that. So if you're picking up a Hornet, you better be ready to move off of them on Sunday. It's not quite so severe for the Pelicans. They have 2 days off Sunday, Monday, but then at least they move into a four-game week starting on Tuesday of next week. So the Pelicans, the schedule is a little bit better if you go beyond 4 days, Neither one of them is all that great if you go beyond 4 days. Pelicans gets better if you go like 6-7 days down the line. But those are kind of your third tier. And basically, I mean, they are movable. Just be ready to use another move on Sunday. If you're not planning on using another move on Sunday for Charlotte and New Orleans, that opens up a lot of options because 14 teams out of 30 still have 3 games left this week. So basically, there's no point in doing Charlotte-New Orleans if you're not going to move off of them on Sunday. Does that make sense? That's a contingent. Their schedule is better than the other teams that still have 3 games this week because most of those other teams finish up on Sunday or, you know, don't have a back-to-back in there or whatever it is. Like, a good example would be Denver. They go today, Friday, Sunday. Okay, yes, you have no flexibility there. You're going to have to hold your nugget through Sunday. Otherwise, you're not getting the full 3 games. We talked about Dallas having the back-to-back today, tomorrow. You'd have to make a move on Friday, right? Unless you were going to hold all the way through to Sunday, which is fine. It's another 3-game week. But, you lose your flexibility when you use a move on such a short-term play. Yeah, they've got a back-to-back. Dallas has a back-to-back. I can't take that away from them. But they go off for 2 days after that. So you're not really adding much to your ledger. It's a 3-game week through Sunday, no matter how you cut that Mavericks schedule up. But that's why we talked about Atlanta. They have a 3-game week, but they start next week with a game on Monday. So you don't have to worry about making a move until Tuesday of next week. You get your 3 games and you front load.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, deep breath. We're going to stop sharing that screen, and we're going to bring up some of the names that I think make sense on these teams that we were talking about. And yes, I'm going to get all the way down to the least exciting among them. Actually, scratch that. I guess we're not really getting into the least exciting among them. These are going to be the names on the teams that I think have a better chance to actually help you, particularly if you're going for the full 6-day adventure. I really do prefer that. And the reason I didn't go deeper is because, again, if you're just going for 3 games the rest of this week, half the damn league is available for streaming. But if you want to go harder than that, if you want 4 games in 6 days with some flexibility, that's the Blazers. Matisse Thybulle, Scoot Henderson, if he plays the back-to-back. That one's a little bit iffy, but Thybulle's probably my favorite there. Delano Banton, Tumani Kamara, Chris Murray are one level down. Bulls, it's Andre Drummond. Those are probably your best streamers that also afford flexibility. The ones that don't have as much flexibility might actually be better streams by and large. Although I do really like Thybulle a lot. For the Hawks, DeAndre Hunter, if he's still out there, he's probably not. But Bruno Fernando is intriguing because, again, this team is very, very hurt right now. They almost have no choice but to squeeze guys into extra minutes. For the Pistons, Simone Fontecchio, because Ausar Thompson got ruled out again. And Fontecchio is going to do some stuff even when Thompson is back, but he's doing heavier lifting right now. Isaiah Stewart would be the other Piston that's good enough to stream over 4 days and six, or 4 games and 6 nights. For the Heat, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson, Nikola Jovic, Jaime Jaquez Jr., all four of those guys are worth streaming with 4 games and 6 days. And for the Hornets, it's Vesari Micic, Grant Williams, Davis Bertans. Those are the guys, obviously, if Trey Mann shows back up again, he would jump, leapfrog most of these dudes, but he's been out and we haven't seen a whole lot about him playing here in the near future. And again, you're hunting max games played right now. So Thibault's my favorite because you get the back-to-back at the front end, which affords you flexibility. After him, I probably would lean more towards the guys that don't have as much flexibility, but do are guys you could hold until Monday of next week. If you're not as worried about holding through Monday, then those teams that don't have the flexibility, they don't have an advantage over what you're trying to do. So the reason that this board is up there is these are all guys that take you through an extra day, that get your next week started better than a lot of the just random three-game streams out there. But there's a bazillion random three-game streams out there right now. And that's why, ultimately, I don't know if this show's going to help you very much, because you might just look at your board and say, okay, well, who's playing three times the rest of this week? You want the list? Atlanta, Brooklyn, Charlotte, Chicago, Dallas, that's five, Denver, Detroit, Clippers, Heat, the Pelicans, that's 10, and Orlando, Phoenix, Portland, Toronto, Washington. Oh, it's 15. I thought it was 14. It's actually 15. So there's probably 30 or 40 options of streamers that are playing three games the rest of this week, but only the ones I gave you guys today also play on Monday. So if your league continues, that's the direction you want to try to lean, because then you front load next week. You don't have to use roster moves typically then until maybe Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. That's a really big deal. The later you can use your moves, the more you can impact your week, the more you can tailor your moves towards the categories you're also trying to hunt. That's really important. It's not something that gets talked about enough, I think, in streaming. Everybody's always just hunt, trying to get game. But you might be blowing games on a category that's not worthwhile. And the later you get in the week, the better job you can do of figuring out which categories you actually need to attack. Maybe you don't need to start Monday with a game. Maybe that opens up all these other names, like Toronto. What if Gary Trent gets ruled in? Bruce Brown just came back from an injury. There are interesting names out there that, over three games this week, probably do better than picking up like a Toumani Kamara. I'd rather have three games of Gary Trent than Kamara by a lot. Three versus three. And frankly, I would probably take Trent or Bruce Brown over Kamara, knowing that I'd still have to make a move on Monday of next week because of what an edge they'd give me this week to guarantee my team advances. So don't get too caught up in the, I gotta get a guy that plays Monday. Those are just the best options today on a day when streaming, frankly, is just not very good. If you want every streaming option in the NBA, just pull up the damn free agent list and sort by how guys are doing in their last 7 or 14 days. You'll see it. Click on a name, find out if they play three times the rest of this week. Bingo bango, there you go. But if you think you're in a little bit better shape, you think you can get your hand on one of the better streamers, which on our list we hear would be like Fontecchio, Thibault, I think are guys like, if you're comparing Thibault to Gary Trent, yeah, I mean, Trent's obviously going to get you more points and threes, but Thibault, they'll be probably pretty similarly ranked 9-cat over the rest of this week, so then you go Thibault because you get the extra game to start next week. Gary Trent versus Grant Williams, pretty close, slightly into Trent, but you get that extra game to start next week. But again, if it's like Gary Trent against Chris Murray, you got to make sure you win this week first, and Murray over three games this week is going to be, fine, but you're probably going to need that extra bump. This went longer than I expected. Very fast look. Short chat room today. Is Aaron Nesmith worth holding after today in head-to-head leagues? The answer is no. They go two times over 6 days. And you can find somebody that goes four in that span. So two-game bump. You probably can move on. If Trey Mann is ruled out today, should I switch to Bilal or Grady Dick? I mean, either way, you got three games the rest of the week. Either way, you've got three games that end on Sunday the rest of the week. And I think the decision there actually does come down to whether or not, first of all, is Rashawn Holmes going to play for Washington tomorrow? I'm thinking probably not, but we don't know for sure yet. And then for Toronto's side, is Emmanuel Quickley or Gary Trent, are those two guys in? Because if they're out, then Grady Dick is the play. But if those guys are in, I would go Bilal. Hopefully that helps. All right, guys, turn the page. Big one tomorrow. We'll do the recap. We'll do the streaming show. And then Friday, we're going to do a special streaming show that'll be a little bit longer because we're going to look at possible stash type guys. We want to load up next week. We got some guys coming back from injury. So that's Friday's second show. Will be a little bit different. We'll tweak it just a tad. Okay. Good luck tonight. See you tomorrow.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.